What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Live Well, Love Well, a health and encouragement podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Acock, and today we're going to be talking about four topics, four quotes, four stories. And I'm kind of hoping to maybe make this a series and just kind of share stories about people and the quotes that have impacted them and like lessons that we can take away from that, because I really think that stories are what stick with us longer than just like somebody getting on a mic and telling you all about the things that they've done for their lives and yada yada yada, like all this stuff up in the air, when really stories resonate with us more. So hence four topics, four quotes, four stories. Okay, today I'm going to be talking about confidence, critics, vision, and pain. So those are my four topics, and then I have four individuals that I've kind of like heard about over my lifetime who've applied these quotes to that topic, and so hopefully y'all can follow along with me. Hopefully this will be quick and easy, and yep, let's get it done. Okay, so first one, confidence. Now, don't roll your eyes, but there's this YouTuber that I really look up to. She has a very, her name's Sarah Stay, if you find her on YouTube. She has a very holistic approach to health, as in your food kind of fuels you, and the way that she looks at like her mental state and just her body and like treating her body well and being kind, like, and I really kind of resonate with that a little bit. She actually kind of started in skincare because she had really bad acne, and she kind of made the connection that what she ate and what she put into her body directly affected like her hormonal acne. So her story is really cool. And she kind of goes by, her mantra is act confident and no one will question you. And so I want to talk today about that quote and confidence and how like acting confident and no one will question you, what that really kind of meant to me when I first heard it and I heard her story and heard her talk about it. First, I want to talk about confidence. And confidence is kind of owning who you are and not really pretending to be somebody that you're not. And you can only truly be confident in who you are. You can't be confident in a person that you're pretending to not be. And so, like, if you are a newcomer to anything, like, you need to own who you are and who you know that you are. And you also kind of have this, like, concept of fear. So you might be newly approaching a task, or you might be newly approaching, like, a dream that you have, or, like, a goal that you have. And you might be a newcomer, and the mountain looks really, really steep, and you're not sure how you're going to be able to get up the mountain. But when you have, so you have this fear of like maybe failure, like what could come, or like the pain that could come, confidence is not just sidestepping the fear. Confidence and bravery go hand in hand. Bravery is not sidestepping this fear. Bravery is fully accepting this fear that you have and paying attention to it, meaning like, you know what, I am scared out of my mind to jump out of this plane, and that's okay. Fear is normal. Like, I feel like today we think like people are scared, and we like kind of shun that a little bit, or we're not really accepting of people's fears. But in reality, we all have flinches, we all have fears. Understanding your fear and embracing your fear is the full definition of bravery. And you can be brave, and you can be confident, and you can be fearful. All three of those things you can be. So confidence is also trusting in your own ability to reach your goal. And I think that's really important, because like, if you know you can do it, this will also kind of piggyback onto my next, the next topic, critics. So if you know you can do something, why are you listening to other people tell you that you can't, or other people kind of negate your ideas? So I'm quite a dreamer, and I have lots of like visions and ideas, and lots of times I'll share them with people and they'll be like, yeah, that's not going to work. And whenever I hear somebody tell me that it's not going to work, it's because either one, nobody's tried it before, and when I try it, it is going to work and it's going to be awesome. Or two, they don't really believe in me to make this idea that I have work. And honestly, I kind of use that as motivation to be like, you know what? No, like, this is going to work. Like, I am going to do this. And oftentimes, this is a tangent, but when I was like trying to figure out where I was going to go to college, like the dream school that I wanted to go to, right? I was told by fellow classmates and our college guidance counselor that I probably wasn't going to get in because my test scores weren't high enough, my GPA wasn't high enough, and I just wasn't like the candidate that the school was looking for. So they suggested that I apply to like a different school within that university because I did want to go to that university and I had a better chance of getting in to a different school and not necessarily like the business school. And I just looked at them and I was like, no, like I was actually considering maybe applying to like a different school to maybe like get into that university by myself. But when somebody actually suggested it to me as a means of, yeah, you probably couldn't get into the business school, I was like, well, watch me. And like, you go for it and you're scared. Like I was scared I wasn't gonna get in because like putting all of your eggs in one basket really leaves you vulnerable. So I was really scared I wasn't gonna get in. You know, I am so glad that I took that risk and the payoff was incredible and I'm so happy. So just people don't know you know, like only you know you. And like, it's incredible to see like when you trust in your own abilities to reach your goals and you have that confidence in yourself, like it's okay to be scared. Confidence is embracing that fear. Like I'm really scared to go after this goal, or I'm really scared to do a certain thing that I've always wanted to do, or like go on a certain adventure that I've always wanted to go on. Like you will be scared, but I mean, you got to trust in yourself. You got to know that like, yeah, I am scared, but I can do this. So you got to act confident, and your confidence will either, it's either going to do two things. One, it's either going to get people to like get on board with you, or it's going to get people to look at you. Sorry, that was my phone. It's going to get people to look at you and kind of like be like try to knock you because they are not confident in themselves. So just have an understanding of that and be kind. Like when people are trying to knock you down and tear you down, just be like, okay, like you just gotta fluff it off your back. Last thing is, those people questioning you won't matter in the long run. Like the people who looked at me and were like, yeah, you're probably not gonna get into where you want to get into for college, I'm like, those people in the long run aren't people that I don't want to have them around me. I don't want to surround myself with people who are negatively bringing me down or telling me that I can't do things. Like, no, that's not the kind of energy that I want to create around myself. That's not the kind of community that I want to create. So, and their voice will fade into the distance as you start to have confidence in yourself and stop listening to other people. So, yep, that's Sarah's days. Act confident and no one will question you. All right, that's confidence. Now we're going to talk about critics. And so kind of like transitioning into critics. Quote that I want to read is the Man in the Arena quote by Teddy Roosevelt. And honestly, you've probably heard it before, but it came across my path as I was listening to another podcast where this one guy was interviewing LeBron James, who's the person that I'm going to talk about. And he was saying, yeah, like I do have the Man in the Arena quote like in my locker and I write it on my shoes because I have to remind myself, like, everybody has an opinion. Like, let me just read the quote because it's so good. Okay. The Man in the Arena. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust, sweat, and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows, in the end, the triumph of achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who knew neither victory nor defeat. Like, oh, just let that resonate. Like, it's so good. It's so good. And the way LeBron James talks about this quote, he's like, everybody has an opinion about me, because when you get to a certain level and you're really in the arena, everyone's going to have an opinion on, oh, well, you could have played this better. You could have done that better. You weren't a leader like a leader's supposed to lead. You didn't do this. But he says, you know what? All of those people have no place to talk because they are not actually in the arena putting forth the effort day in and day out to get better. Going through life and thinking that you're just gonna float through life all perfectly. No, you're going to fail. And there's lessons in the failure, and you gotta embrace the failure. So that's what I have to say about the Man in the Arena quote. LeBron James, I look up to him so much because he has this this vision. And I read this book called LeBron Inc. and I highly recommend it because it's all about his business ventures and all the different things, like talking about him going from high school straight to the NBA and like not going to college. And when he was in high school, he was given a choice to sign with Reebok or Nike. And Nike was offering him like $79 million to sign with them as like endorsement deals. And Reebok was offering him $100 million. And LeBron James was like if I was in high school, I probably would have gone with Reebok, like $100 million over $79 million. Like, duh, like math. He was like, no, I'm going to sign with a Nike because I believe in Nike. I don't like Reebok's product. I can see, he was able to see that there is value in endorsing and going along with things that you truly believe in. And so this book kind of goes through all of his business ventures that failed, that succeeded. The bottom line for all the things that he's endorsed, all the products that he's kind of thought about or helped develop or helped kind of engineer, are all products that he believes in. Hey, from Beats to his I Promise schools, all of the things that he puts his effort towards are things that he believes in. He has done unprecedented things for athletes and business ventures. I admire him for that, for going with things that he truly believes in, not really chasing monetary value, because success is not money. Money is not a depiction of success. You can have money and be unsuccessful and be unfulfilled. Living well does not mean living with an abundance of cash. What are you gonna do with all the cash sitting around? Like, we don't wanna be rich in cash. We wanna be rich in experiences and rich in relationships. And that's what truly living well is being rich in those relationships. Anyway, so he's done amazing things. That basically ties back to the point, people were criticizing him for signing with Nike and not signing with Reebok. So like people were looking at him like, oh, he's a high schooler. He has no idea what he's doing. And he's like, they're not faced with this situation. And rightly so. Like only LeBron James. I mean, okay, there's other athletes who've like signed directly out of high school, but like he's so great and he's at a level of talent where that is specific to him. Like this problem was specific to him. And he needed other people's opinions and influence and like took those things to heart. But at the end of the day, it was his decision to make. So that's really cool. So the critic doesn't count. Just remember that there are critics out here who are going to give 2 cents. Everybody has an opinion, but nobody knows what it's like unless they've actually lived through it. So also like take into account, like whose advice are you taking? Are you taking advice from your friend who's never even tried the thing that you're trying to accomplish? Are you taking advice from a professional who's done and succeeded what you're trying to accomplish? So keep that in mind. Yeah. We talked about vision with LeBron James, being able to see, like have vision for what Nike was going to become and have vision for what like his possibilities with Reebok were. And like, I think LeBron James also was able to see how many athletes had signed with Nike versus how many had signed with Reebok and like where they were going in the industry. So next topic I want to talk about is vision. And for vision, I have my character is Shaun White. And his quote, basically it's more of a story, but he kind of started as just like somebody who snowboarded for fun and like would just try things and like try different trick shots and stuff like that. And kind of like gained traction and then became what he is today, Olympic gold medalist and all the other great things that he's done. So Shaun White, he was like 16, I think, and he was at some Olympic Games and he maybe won the gold. Yeah, I think he won the gold. And like obviously people are taking his pictures and he's so excited, he's on the podium, yada yada yada. And he goes back and he looks at that moment and he's like, oh gosh, my hair was awful. And you're like, okay, dude, what do you mean your hair? You just won gold at the Olympic Games. And so he sits down and he's like, okay, when I win gold in the next 4 years, I'm gonna have this headband that holds my hair back so my hair looks really awesome. And somebody's gonna take a picture and then I'm gonna be on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Okay. And he used this story, this snapshot, to kind of describe what he does during his like pregame routine, or like kind of what athletes do during their pregame routine, is they sit down and especially him when he's trying out a new trick shot, he sits down and he closes his eyes and he sees himself taking off, doing the trick, and landing perfectly. He has to visualize himself. He has to have this vision. And so likewise, in this story about him like trying to fix his hair so he like looks right when he's on the podium, he's already putting into his mind the confidence in himself to be able to win gold again and be able to like do great things like that and like be on the cover of this magazine. Detail is important during your visualization. Like visualizing your dreams and seeing your dreams lived out in the future, closing your eyes, imagining yourself doing that kind of helps build your confidence in knowing what's coming down the road. Like you can do these things. Like you can do these things because in your dreams you close your eyes and you see it happening, and it's so possible because that is the reality that you're trying to chase, right? So same with Shaun White. He's closing his eyes and he's thinking about how he's gonna execute all of these runs on the slips and all of these tricks that he's gonna do. When I first heard visualize what you're gonna do was from my dad. He was actually talking to me about when he played golf, he would like walk the course beforehand and visualize like every shot, or before he hits a shot, he visualizes exactly where it's gonna go and what it's gonna look like when he hits the ball perfectly and he does his swing and all that stuff. Yeah, so vision for all of your goals, all of your successes, all the things that you want to accomplish, you need to close your eyes and actually see yourself doing it, because that's going to help build your confidence too and like understanding that you can do it and get you going towards that that certain place where you want to be. Okay, lastly, pain. And I'll make this fast because I'm kind of rambling a little bit, but that's good. So pain, we got pain. Now, there's this other guy that I follow on Instagram and I kind of like watch him on YouTube, and his name's Nick Bear, and he started his own sports nutrition supplement company or something. But prior to that, he was in the force serving our country, right? And part of like their training was that they would have to run like certain distances, and he was kind of like the platoon leader. And he talked about how he's like big guy, like bodybuilder, like really big, strong guy. But as the leader, he felt like he needed to be able to run faster. So he's now a marathon runner and Ironman person. Like he does Ironmans and stuff like that. But he felt like he needed to run with the fast guys. So he pushed himself beyond what he thought physically possible to run with the smaller, faster guys in his like in his group, in his squad thing. I don't know what it's called. Okay. Point being, his quote is embrace the suck, because he's pushing himself past those limits and he's embracing that the pain, like pain is gain. Y'all have heard that. He's embracing that suck. He's embracing the journey, because if you don't fall in love with the journey, you're truly not going to get to where you want to be. If you're not embracing the everyday mundane pain of grinding it out, like you are not going to ever be able to get to where you want to be. Going through the pain of like training for something, or going through the pain of like staying up late to study for something, like if you're not experiencing and embracing that pain and understanding that that pain is actually causing you to grow, then you're gonna get burned out. So basically, when you're first starting out on something, everything will stand in your way. When you decide and set your mind to a certain goal, everything that could possibly go wrong is going to go wrong. So have that in your mind before you start out on something. My story that I want to share with this is my dad was trying to like get back into like working out or something like that after something, I don't know. And he like went to go get on the Peloton, and the Peloton was not plugged in. And he was like, oh, are you kidding? Like the one day I try to work out, the Peloton doesn't work, and like the stereo system doesn't work, and now I have to use these headphones, and like blah, 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 blah. Like all the things that could have gone wrong in his like perfect vision for getting back into exercising regularly went wrong. And I just looked at him and I was like, Dad, like those problems were gonna be there. Like it was going to stay plugged in until you plugged it back in. Those problems were gonna be there on any day that you decided to get back to doing something, or if you decided to set out on that goal. But you need, I think, when those obstacles arise, let that affirm that you're starting something and you're doing something on the right track. Because when you start running into obstacles, it means that you're moving forward, right? If you just stayed stagnant and you weren't running into any obstacles, you wouldn't be moving forward and you wouldn't be like propelling yourself towards full potential. So that's what I kind of like take away from, like, embrace the suck. Like, yeah, there's going to be things that stand in your way. There's going to be complications. There's going to be stuff that hurts. But if it hurt and if it was complicated, like, that means that you're going somewhere. So anyway, okay, that's all I have for you today. Confidence, critics, vision, and pain. There's four things. Just something to think about. Anyway, okay, thanks so much for listening. Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm on Apple Podcasts now, which is like so cool, right? So if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, then leave a little review and yeah, follow me on Instagram, lauren.acock. I'm actually kind of thinking of starting a Love Well Love on Instagram, so let me know what y'all think about that so I can put like all that stuff on there, and then people who are actually following me on Instagram too, who don't really care about my podcast, can like not be getting blasted with all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. And if you have anything you want me to talk about, please let me know. You know, DM me if you have a number, text me, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, okay. Well, this was really fun. So glad that I could be with you guys today. Anyway, yeah, so just continue to live well, love well, love yourself well, love others well, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.